All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up top of page 93. So remember, again, we're talking in this parak about the midah of rachamim, the divine attribute of compassion, and specifically about how it is that rachamim interacts with din. That although there is, we live in a world, both a spiritual and physical one, of cause and effect, but nevertheless, the midah of rachamim, the attribute of compassion, of mercy, has the ability to go ahead and change things around. Specifically, again, Midas Rachamim has the ability to offset the three pillars, the three principles, ultimately, of Din. See, he says, Yesh Kan, we left off in the second paragraph on page 93, Yesh Kan Sikum Shakol Hol Chilchos Tshuva L'Rambam. So we see over here that we have, literally in this little section of the Ramchal that we ended off with yesterday, we have a Sikum, we have a, what's the right word? A compilation, but not a summary, excuse me. A summary of all of Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam. Because what did the Ramchal say? In order to do Tshuva, remember, because the Ramchal's entire premise is that the Midas HaRachamim essentially offsets the three basic pillars of cause and effect, the three basic pillars of din that we discussed yesterday. So, and then what that does is that opens the way for tshuva. And of course, tshuva is the most magnificent manifestation of rachamim, because tshuva literally allows you to go ahead and rewrite the past. Something that is absolutely unequivocally impossible in the world of din. So therefore, again, the Ramchal just pretty much gave us a summary of the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. La'akir asachit, tshuva is to recognize my sin. Lehisvados, to confess. Lehischarit, to regret. La'azov esachit, to leave the sin. Akiras hadavim mirtzono, and to try ultimately again to uproot this very desire from my cognitive will. Kishata okera sanatia lachid mi'aratzon shelcha, yichashiv l'cha ka'akiras nedarbos. This is something very, very profound. The Rambam discusses this as well, and the Ramchal is not picking up on this. This yisod of okeres hanatia elachit. Ultimately, the goal is to uproot the disposition towards sin. That it's not just enough. Now, obviously, at first, the initial goal is stop sinning. You know, like lahavdil. It's just like the alcoholic. So, what's the first order of business? Stop drinking. Stop drinking. Then a person ultimately has to work on treating the addiction. But the first yisod is stop drinking, because until you stop drinking, you can't do anything. It's the same thing with sin. The goal ultimately at first is stop sinning. But then every sin always has an interesting psychology behind it. Then the goal is, how do I uproot my inclination or proclivity or predisposition to sin? How do I address the underlying issues? And he says, if I'm able to do that, if I'm able to uproot the sin from my ratzon, from my very will, if I'm able to go ahead and not just simply stop in a behavioral sense, but uproot the behavior, yichashiv l'cha kakiras neder. So I'll say, then the Ramchal says, Rav Kashliel says, that this is like uprooting a vow. So we learned about nedarim. So we learned the idea that you could be oker neder. You could uproot a vow and make it essentially as if it has never occurred. So what does this mean? Matzino behilchos nedarim chidish kazeh. We saw in the laws of nedarim an incredible chidish. Yesh musag behilchos nedarim. Sha'af shalahatir nedarim mafreya. So there is a concept by hilchos nedarim that you could uproot a neder retroactively. Chacham yachol la'akor neder mishorashor. Remember again, we saw this concept that if you go to a chacham and you have remorse, or there's a pesach, there's an opening to go ahead and annul the neder, the chacham has the ability to retroactively annul the neder as if it never occurred. Ze chidush atzum. This is an incredibly novel idea. Adam nadar neder. If a man made a vow, hachacham yachol levarer shebe'etzem harazon shacha. The Chacham is able to go ahead and show that at the time that you made the neder, your das, your intent, your mindset was not fully complete. And therefore, as a result, and a person could uproot the neder as if it never occurred. Musag hataras nedarim hu. Musag. So this actually, as you should know, Rav Soloveitchik has an incredible piece about this same exact yisod. How from the concept of uprooting nedarim, we learn the idea of tshuva. Because what essentially does hataras nedarim do? Hataras nedarim retroactively annuls a neder like it never occurred. But how could you say that? What do you mean it never occurred? I said it. I said it. You know, I even took a selfie of it, right? And I took and I tweeted it, and I did everything else of it. So what do you mean it never happened? Of course it happened. I can prove that it happened. But LMI, there's a mechanism. There's a mechanism in place through which a person can retroactively uproot something to say as if it actually did not occur. So what the Ramchal is saying over here, what the Rav says as well, is this is the Pesach, this is the opening for tshuva. He says, Lachin. Because again, now, essentially what Hataras Nedarim does is, it shows me that there is a concept that I could change the past. That's what Hataras Nedarim, I suggest you should know, by the way, you ever wonder to yourself, like, why is it that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do Hataras Nedarim? Like, the truth is, I understand from a mechanistic perspective, you know, you don't want to go into the Yom Noraim with unfulfilled vows, but the truth is, like, it's such a unspiritual, meaning nobody comes in from a Torah and says, ah, mamish, now I'm feeling it, right? Now I'm feeling it. Instead, what you're wondering is, you know, I'm figuring out, all right, there are four of us, we each have to take our turn, it's going to take about 16 minutes. All right, yeah, I got it. Like, yeah, that's usually what we're thinking. So why is it Erev Rosh Hashanah? You understand now why? Because the whole Yisrael of Hataras Nedarim is I could change the past. That's the whole Yisrael. I can go ahead and I could take something I said, I could take something I did, and I can uproot and change it. You understand the mindset that puts you in for Rosh Hashanah. So what it tells me now is sometimes we're so broken over the things that we've done that we feel are irreversible. It's not true. It's not true. You can rewrite history if you so choose. Where do I know that from? I know that from Hataras Nedarim. He goes on, he says, Lachin, Agav, Anachnu Osim, look what he says, Anachnu Osim Hataras Nedarim Be'er Rosh Hashanah, O Psichas Yom Kippurim, Gamkin Kol Mitre, Zuh Hataras Nedarim Gidolav. Remember, again, the truth is, he's right. It's not just a Rosh Hashanah. Kol Mitre, right? We'll say Kol Mitre is one of the most overwhelming tefillos. Even just because of the nigun. Just as long as you want to keep the right mood, just whatever you do, don't look at translation of the words. Because the moment you see what it means, right, it's so unstirring. It's so unstirring. All right, any vow that I've taken, that I'm going to take, that I may take, that I think about taking, that I should take, that I would take, right? Yay, right? Yay. So we say it's betelin and mevutelin. It's okay. It's annulment of vows. This is what I'm opening up Yom Kippur with. Like this, the holiest day of the world, where literally, again, life hangs in the balance. This is what I'm focusing on, and the answer is yes. Why? He says, Etzem musag neder hataras nedarim zehamavo l'chola olam atshuva. Because we'll say the concept of hataras nedarim itself is the gateway for the entire concept of tshuva. Is the gateway for the entire concept of tshuva. So that's ultimately, again, the yisod. Dav derech havanas ha-musag hataras nedarim efshar lehaskil lefaneach esasoda zeso tshuva. So say now it all comes together. It all comes together. That we go ahead and we open it up with hataras nedarim ultimately, again, because we want to go ahead and highlight for ourselves the concept, the ability to rewrite the past. Let's end with the last section. Well, not end, but look at the last section, page 93. Fumash Amar Akasuv V'sar Avol Necha V'chatascha Techupar. As the pasuk says, your sins will leave, your sins will be atoned. Sha'avon Sar Mamish Mehametzius V'ne'ekar B'masha Achshav Mitzta'er U'misnachim Amasha Hayel Mafreya. So what the Ramchal is picking up on is Lashon over here of V'sar Avol Necha. Saravanecha literally means that my sin will be removed. My sin will, what do you mean my sin will be removed? You're going to say my sin will be forgiven, my sin can be mitigated, but my sin will be removed. Elamai, yes. My sin, my chet, my avon could literally be removed from everything, as because the power of tshuva is that a person has the ability, if they're mitztayer, if they're saddened over what they did, they regret what they did, they have the ability to rewrite history. Page 94. Midas harachamim v'sinas hazman lishnas. So let's begin this section. Azmaz ze midas harachamim. So let's go back for a second. So now what we've seen essentially is the following. What we've seen is that you can now go ahead. There's midas hadin, right? Divine attribute of justice. And justice, remember, doesn't mean punishment. Justice just means that there's an order. There's an order to the world. There's cause and effect. We've now seen that there's midas harachamim. And midas harachamim ultimately offsets din. Din really comes about in three particular ways with three pillars that we discussed. The idea that every action has a reaction, and that reaction should be immediate reaction. Number two, that the reaction is often swift and intense. And number three, you can't change the cause. You can't change the cause. You can't change the initial reality. Rachamim, compassion, comes along and says what? That ultimately, again, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu delays. Sometimes the punishment doesn't have to be, the effect doesn't have to be as intense. And number three, that you do have the ability to rewrite the past. That's what Rachamim does. So now that Ramchal says, Rav Kashtiel says, so what is this attribute of Rachamim? So what does it mean? What is it actually? He says, Midas HaRachamim, Hilo Vitra Al-Dinu. This is very important. Midas HaRachamim does not mean that you have the ability to just simply be mevater on din. This is a very important idea. So rachamim, divine compassion, doesn't mean that, oh, you don't have to worry about din, don't worry about justice, everything is fine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachamim, he loves us, don't worry, no cause and effect, no repercussions, that's not what it means. Midas rachamim, he says, midas rachamim, he has shehiya unesinas efsharos l'shanos. But it's such a profound yisod. What is rachamim? Divine compassion. Remember again, let's go back for a second. We spent a significant amount of time speaking about the idea that both the physical and spiritual worlds are predicated on din. Din doesn't mean simply justice, and din doesn't mean punishment. Din means cause and effect. So in the world of cause and effect, remember, there's a certain sense of immediacy. Remember the mashal we gave? If I go ahead and I put my hand in the fire, so the fire doesn't say, ah, you know what? Silver probably doesn't realize what he's doing. Let me give him 5 seconds before the flesh, you know, begins to burn. No such thing like that. That's not a cause. Cause and effect has an element of immediacy. What Rachamim does is, the Midah of Rachamim buys us time. The Midah of Rachamim comes along and says, you know what? As much as cause and effect, as much as din creates immediacy, Rachamim creates a little bit of a buffer for us to realize what it is that we have done, and to give us the opportunity to try to right and rectify those mistakes. He says, Midas Rachamim, he has shehiya. So Midas Rachamim gives us time, unesinas efsharos l'shanos, and gives us the opportunity to try to change. Imata rotza, as tasa tshuva. Now that Rachamim has bought me some time, then what? What could I do at that time? I will say, now I could do tshuva. This is amazing. So Rachamim doesn't forgive me. What Rachamim does is Rachamim, the divine attribute of compassion, buys me time, essentially removes the immediacy of din, creates for me an island of space, and within that space and time, that's when I have the ability to go out and do tshuva. Ein vitur, but let's be clear. God is not saying, Midas Rachamim doesn't mean God says, ah, forget it. You know, what's a little bit of sin between friends? That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's not Rachamim. Lo mevatrim. Remembering on both sides, one of the things that we discussed, and this is a very important yisod. Remember we saw the Gemara that said, Kala omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron, yevatron mohi. Whoever says that God is a vatron, let his insides spill out. Now, it's a pretty significant and severe statement, but the idea is, don't think for a second. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't turn a blind eye to anything. To anything. There's judgment and accounting for every single thing, big and small. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not give us a pass. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not give us a get out of jail free card. There is responsibility for every single thing we do in life. But there's something called Rachamim. And Rachamim says that as much as when I put my hand in the fire, there's an immediacy of cause and effect, Rachamim buys us time. And in that time is where I have the ability to change things around a little bit. I have the ability to do tshuva. He says, tzarech, he says, ein vitor, lo mevatrim, tzarech la'asov tshuva. So we'll see, you know, we'll stop over here for today. In Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up again with a greater, we'll try and still to understand the midah of Rachamim a little bit more, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow.